Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Hunter New England regions have recorded 6 COVID-related deaths in 3 days. Hunter New England Health confirmed another 2 men have passed away after contracting the infection. It included a man in his 80s from Port Stephens and another man in his 50s from the Lake Macquarie area. There has been a total of 6 deaths reported in the region in the past 3 days, including a Muswellbrook woman and Singleton man. There was a further 3,410 cases recorded across the Hunter New England region in the past 24 hours. The Upper Hunter diagnosed 103, which included 57 in Singleton, 33 in Muswellbrook and 13 in the Upper Hunter Shire. There are over 27,000 active cases, 101 of which are being cared for in hospital, and there are 10 in ICU. 4 people have been rescued after a ute was swept into a flooded creek near Muswellbrook overnight. Emergency services were called to Wells Gully Road at McCully's Gap about 10 p.m. after the vehicle was swept off the spillway into Sandy Creek. A 49-year-old man, a 16-year-old boy and 2 girls aged 14 were forced to climb onto the roof of the utility after it began to sink in the strong flowing flood waters. A multi-agency rescue operation was underway and coordinated by the Hunter Valley Police District, Fire and Rescue New South Wales, SES and the RFS. The 4 members were safely rescued and returned to dry land with no injuries. New South Wales Police say the ute will be recovered when it is safe to do so. A spokesperson from Edinglassie RFS says it is a timely reminder for motorists not to drive through flood waters and if it is flooded, to forget it. And Singleton and Cessnock residents are being invited to share their ideas to grow the tourism sector in the Hunter Valley over the next 10 years. Locals can share their feedback through a survey, which will be included in the development of the Hunter Valley Tourism Plan. The plan, alongside its feedback, will be Cessnock and Singleton Council's blueprint for developing and growing the visitor economy. The survey asks residents and businesses to identify current challenges for visitors coming to the area and what they think is needed in regards to infrastructure. It also asks people to think about the current visitors and who the Hunter Valley aims to attract most. Singleton Mayor Sue Moore says the resilience of the area has been well demonstrated through the community's capacity to pull through droughts, bushfires and floods alongside the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. She says now is the time to create a strong plan of growth for the Hunter Valley and see Singleton as a regional, national and international destination.